Ramsey TV.
You want to hear about a first world problem? I'll tell you about a first world problem. Is these phones, right? The voice recognition thing? Instead of poking those little tiny letters to send a text to someone, which is a crazy idea to start with, sending a text to someone. But instead of pressing those little letters, A, B, C, D, E, F, my finger's too thick for that. See this? Even this one, the little one, is too big. I miss them all the time. I try to put a Q, I put in a U, I don't know. Are those next to each other? See, and then when you speak the text and you look at it, it's not what you said. Oh, there's most of the words are. But then there's that odd, crazy, stupid word. Like you try to put in Frank and it comes out hot dog or something. It's just... See, the problem is, it's the potential. They deliver to you the potential of wonderfulness. Because how great is it to speak something into a phone, have it recognize it as actual words, and then to send it to someone thousands of miles away in an instant? What could be better if it worked perfectly? It's the potential that's there that always disappoints you. It's the promise of supernal happiness that ends up just twisting you at the end and never quite delivering what you're looking for. This is Martin Zender at the edge of the dawn, at the edge of the peninsula. Why am I wearing sunglasses at 10 till 5 in the morning? Well, I'm sorry, but that's kind of a personal question that I just don't feel the need to answer at this time. Maybe another day. So, my kid, my middle son, is going to get the VC. That's right. The VC for the CV19er. You may ask, why would an offspring of Martin Zender, who would obviously be an intelligent person, get a VC that's hardly been tested, that has been proven to have problems, health problems? One of them being like death, that's one of the health problems potentially caused by the VC. Why would an offspring of the world's most outspoken Bible scholar do this when the survival rate of the problem that one is trying to avoid is 99.9%? This is a good question that you would be asking, and I appreciate it. I appreciate that question more than, why are you wearing sunglasses at 10 till 5 in the morning? Okay, that's all right, but I don't know the answer to the question I posed. The first one, not the sunglass question. All right, it's because this morning my eyes look like two pee holes in the snow. You want me to prove it to you? Okay. Is everybody happy? All right, now here we go. I sent my son all the information. I sent him the research. I sent him videos from virologists to no avail. So, after that, what can I do? You may also know that I have a son who is in the Christian religion and is becoming a leader, is a leader in the Christian religion, the most satanic organization on the face of the planet. I talked to him also. So, you see, I don't just accept these difficult developments as a fatalist and say, well, whatever will be, will be. God's in control. Da 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 da. I know God's in control, but I live in the relative world, as we all do. What the hell's going on here? Loading Creative Cloud. I didn't ask you to load Creative Cloud. What the? Okay. See, the technology, Creative Cloud, has been updated to the latest version. All right, well, tell me when I want to be told. I've got other things to do now. This is what I'm talking about, technology. It's just good enough to, like, yeah, we want this technology, but it's just bad enough to twist your gut at the end and not do what you wanted to do and make you more frustrated than if you didn't have the technology in the first place. That's my point. I wish we didn't have the technology in the first place. Anyway, okay, here we go. So, yes, I've taken the, of course, the relative tack, as we are all supposed to do. I wrestled with my son on the Christianity thing. For a long time. Son, this is the worst decision you've ever made. Here's why. Here's the doctrines of demons that you believe. Here is why your belief that my parents, your grandparents, are burning in hell right now under the watchful gaze of the God you claim to serve. This is why that's wrong. None of it has worked. So, what do? Bang my head against the wall? Drink alcohol? Do I stay in bed depressed? No. This is what I do. I stay on my path to God, because once I am perfected, once I am made immortal, once I am given glory, I'm going to get to that verse in Romans 8 right now. You know I am. Once these things happen, I will be so much more effective. It's like, okay, it's almost like I've done what I could do, and now I'm just like, okay, if I can compare myself to Jesus Christ for a second, thank you for indulging me, I'm going to set my focus on the cross. That's an analogy, because Jesus Christ already went to the cross. But the analogy is, with the single-minded determination that our Lord employed when he went to the cross, I have the same determination to just finish this course, get to God, get to the snatching away, do the best I can, get the work going out, focus on Christ, because once I'm perfected, it's going to all be great. See, Jesus Christ tries to, what does he do? He tries to affect Israel. He's preaching, you know, and he's kind of frustrated. He says, you know, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who stone the prophets and kill all those who are sent you. How long do I wish to gather you in my arms as a mother hen gathers her brood? You would not. And then at the same time, he's trying to talk to his disciples. You think he's got a better chance there? They've been walking with him, talking with him. And yet they're still not getting it. They're kind of mentally muddled. So it comes to the point where he says he sets his face like flint to go to Jerusalem. It's like, okay, all the efforts are over. All the preaching to the multitudes is over. He's done his great miracles. Walked on the water. Check. Fed the 5,000 on the mountain. Check. Raised the dead. Check. Restored sight to the blind. Check. Healed the lepers. Check, 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 check. Testified to the truth. Check, 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 check. Now, there's only one thing you can do. Let's go to the cross, because then it's all going to be perfected. That's going to ensure that everything you have tried to do, everything you have, with your pure heart, everything that you have attempted to accomplish with a pure heart, with a good intention, it will finally be fulfilled. But it'll be fulfilled from a higher ground. What is the higher ground? I'm glad you asked. It's immortality and glory. Romans chapter 8, if I may. This is a verse that hit me. For I am reckoning, Paul says in verse 18 of Romans 8. Ooh, I look at that. It looked like Bela Lugosi or something. Ooh. Let me try to fix this. Oh, yeah. Okay. No. Here we go. For I am reckoning that the sufferings of the current era do not deserve, that is, could never be equal to, the glory about to be revealed for us. Glory about to be revealed? Okay. That sounds good. For the premonition of the creation is awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. Okay, the creation has a sense that something big's about to happen. I have told you that includes animals, birds, dogs, your cat. Your cat is smarter than your grandmother. Your cat is smarter than your kid in understanding who the hell you are and what the hell God is about to do through you for the universe. So the creation includes your kids. Even though they don't know what you're doing, even though they don't know really what you're about, some of them, maybe some of them do. One of my sons really gets it. So they sense there's something about you, but they can't put their finger on it. Oh, but they're going to put their finger on it. Maybe better to say, you're going to put their finger, your finger on them. Your glorified finger. Your God-filled finger. Your immortal finger. Because you, when the glory is revealed, are going to affect change like you would not believe. And it's going to be so much more effective when you're immortal. Yeah, man. It's like somebody telling you that the voice activation thing on your text thing is actually going to work, and it'll get everything you say perfectly. It will even interpret your thoughts. In fact, you won't have to say anything. Can you imagine thinking a text and having it show up there perfectly punctuated and everything? Just send. All right, well, that's analogous to what will be happening when we are made immortal. So anyway, here we go. All creation is awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. That's us. For to vanity was the creation subjected. No kidding. Not voluntarily, but because of him who subjects it. In expectation. What expectation? Well, here it is. Stand by. That the creation itself also shall be freed from the slavery of corruption into the glorious freedom of the children of God. You see, we're the children of God. And we're the front runners. We're the vanguard. We're the pioneers. Besides Christ, of course. We're going to go through the tunnel. And we're going to come out completed, perfected. And then we're coming back for the rest. That's what Jesus did. Rose from the dead. What did he do? Go right to heaven? No. Hung around for 40 days. See, I'm still convinced that we're going to come back during the tribulation and help our loved ones. It's the how do you like me now syndrome. You know, how do you like me now? Can't wait for that to happen. For to vanity was the creation subjected. Yes, yes, for we are aware that the entire creation is groaning and travailing together until now. Oh yeah, but not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, we ourselves also are groaning in ourselves, awaiting the sonship, the deliverance of our body. Deliverance of our body is coming. And so, if you're frustrated right now, and I know you are, because you and me, we're going through the same stuff together. Pretty much at the same time. That's what I'm hearing from you, okay? So, we're groaning, we're travailing, we're awaiting the sonship. We're the next big thing. We're the first level, if you will, of mortal humans to be changed. And we are going to really blow things up in a good way. For our loved ones and for the whole world, for the whole creation, in fact. I'll never forget something I heard from Ray Prinzing. Back in the 80s, early 80s, I would listen to a bunch of his tapes, and he said something really good. He said, you know, sometimes I feel like a raging river, and I just want to get to God, and I'm just pushing toward perfection. I'm after the high calling. I want God to finish what he started with me via the Spirit, which he will. And Ray said, you know, but a raging river is not much good. I mean, you can't put a boat on it. You can't have a picnic next to it. You can't fish very effectively in it because it's just like Category 5 river or something. You know, just choppy, rough. Because it has one purpose. Just like our Lord setting his face like flint to go to Jerusalem. It has one purpose, to get to the ocean. That river just getting to the ocean. Once it gets to the ocean, it can bear the largest of seafaring vessels. Once it gets to the ocean, it can sustain and keep afloat and really bless, in that analogy, everything. So right now, I personally, if you feel this way, then maybe this is not a bad thing. We've done our best here on earth. We've tried to teach the evangel to people. It's getting, the hour's getting late, which is a good thing for us. Hour's getting late. The shadows of the tribulation casting upon this earth and on the corporate souls of the human race and those we love. Well, they can have that freaking shadow. As for us, we are heading toward great light and great glory. We are heading toward perfection. Once we get there, oh, dare I say, we will be so much more effective, so much more influential, so much more convincing for our loved ones, for their enlightenment, for their illumination, than we are now. We're trying now, we're trying, but we're in the final lap of the race, the final hours of this call, of our walk here on Earth, of our suffering in the realm of mortality. These days are going to end, and when we get to God, when we get perfected, well, wait till you see us then.